I pray that you will choose this day to come up in the correct resurrection. This is the 24th study of the Choose This Day series, and we're going to be talking about two resurrections. This will be a brief study. We know that some of these, toward the end of the 28 fundamentals, really work together. They somewhat build upon each other so you can understand the different principles of death and the grave in hell, etc. So we'll be continuing to study as we learn a little bit more. Now, all that have died previous to the return of Jesus Christ at his second advent are asleep in the grave. Christ has finished the investigative judgment, and what is next in the events to occur regarding the resurrection of the righteous and the wicked? That's what we're going to be looking at today. So you know that the link for the notes is in the video description down below. And what we're going to talk about first is something we've already discussed in a previous study, but just to bring it to an understanding very quickly, we're going to look at Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, so that's one resurrection, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's another resurrection. Now you can say, well, that just sounds like one resurrection and everybody's coming up either for the blessing or the curse. Well, yes, but when you look at what the Bible says in other places, we can help understand that it's a little bit different than that. Notice, John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. So there's one resurrection. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That's the other resurrection. So here we're talking about two resurrections. One is at the beginning of the 1,000 years, which is the general resurrection of the righteous. The other one is at the end of the 1,000 years. We can see the description of the first resurrection in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Remember, we've talked about being asleep before in John chapter 11, for example, where Jesus had mentioned Lazarus as being asleep. And they said, well, it'll be good if he sleeps. And he says, no, Lazarus is dead. Notice as we continue on, don't be ignorant concerning those that are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Hope in what? As we read, it's the hope of the resurrection. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, or those that have died in the faith of Jesus Christ, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go before them which have already died or are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive, as it had mentioned before, and remain. So those that haven't died are still alive during the time that Christ has come. And those are called here, those that are alive and remain. They will be caught up together with those that have slept in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So what's being described here is that people have died. They have gone to sleep or died in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can have hope for those people, like my father, as I had mentioned before. And what happens is, Christ comes in the clouds of heaven with a great shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And then what happens is we which are alive, still living when Christ comes, we're not going to go up and meet the Lord in the air yet, but Christ will call forth those that have died in the faith so that they are brought up. And then together we will come into the clouds to meet the Lord with those that have slept in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. And together we will meet the Lord, those that are living, those that have died. It's not that those that die go straight up to heaven or straight into hell. That's not what happens at all. The Bible never teaches that. And so we can see with these two resurrections, this is the one we're describing now, according to 1 Thessalonians 4, dealing with those that are just, those that have been repentant, have confessed and forsaken their sins, have lived by God's grace according to the life of Christ on this earth, and they are the ones that will receive the benefits of the first resurrection to live with God throughout eternity. I want to be part of that group, and I pray that you will as well. Let's consider another resurrection. It's in Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, this would be those that are in heaven, judgment was given unto them. They are in heaven for 1,000 years, by the way. When you read this, we'll study it later. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. They were martyred for their faith and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. In other words, they served God completely. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, which is in heaven. But here's the other group. The rest of the dead, those that died without the faith of Christ, or those that died when Christ came in the brightness of his coming, as it says in Thessalonians. Now, imagine this as a parenthetical phrase here. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. And so imagine they're speaking now of, in the greater context, those that are in heaven, they have not worshiped the beast, they're given the ability to judge, they're with Christ for 1,000 years. And then this little parenthetical statement says, now there are others that will not live until the 1,000 years were finished. And so this 1,000 years having been finished, that's when they will live again. It says they lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. So they will live after the 1,000 years are finished. Now, close that parenthesis and notice what the rest says. This, talking about those that have the judgment in heaven, this is the first resurrection, and blessed and holy is he that hath part in that first resurrection. On such the second death hath no part. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ's, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So you can see, looking at those scriptures, that there is a group that will be with Christ in heaven for 1,000 years. And their resurrection comes when Christ came back before the 1,000 years began. And that 1,000 years for the righteous will be in heaven with Christ. Now, those that have not chosen to be with Christ will be on this earth, slain by the brightness of his coming, as it says in 2 Thessalonians. And those dead will stay dead until the 1,000 years are finished. And that's when they will be resurrected in what was mentioned earlier as the resurrection of damnation. So there are two resurrections in the Bible, two general resurrections. We know there are others. For example, Christ came forth from the grave. That is the most important resurrection of all of them. But the general resurrections are what we're referring to. The first resurrection at the beginning of the 1,000 years for the righteous. The other resurrection at the end of the 1,000 years for those that have not chosen righteousness. So I'm thankful to be able to understand a little bit more about this fundamental principle, number 24. It says that out of this prison house of the grave, mankind are to be brought by a bodily resurrection. The righteous having part in the first resurrection, which takes place at the second coming of Christ at the beginning of the 1,000 years. The wicked in the second resurrection, which takes place in 1,000 years thereafter. I am so grateful for the hope of a resurrection. As you know, as I've said before, my father died in the faith. Just a few months before he passed away, he chose to receive Bible studies in preparation for baptism. He had been an alcoholic all his life, but we had been praying for him. And I look forward to seeing him in the resurrection. I want to be faithful to Christ. I want to live his life here on this earth. I want him to live out his life within me. And I hope that you too will have that same faith. We'll be able to take the faith of Christ and live it here on this earth, studying the Bible, praying, asking God for the abilities to live his life out within us, that we'll be able to be blessed and help others to prepare for that first resurrection where we'll be able to spend time with Christ throughout eternity. And you'll be able to meet my Father. Thank you so much for studying with us. God bless you.